Now we're going to have a couple of questions have come in over email. One for you, Dave. As okay. This is from Mike Jackson in the USA, and he says, as far as I know, plastics are synthesised from starting ingredients like oil. Will it be difficult to make plastics as world oil supplies are depleted in the future? I can imagine a world where we are less dependent on oil for energy, perhaps, but do you think we'll still need them for plastics, and will that ever go away? What do you reckon, Dave?
Most of the plastics we use at the moment are manufactured from oil. You break up long chains. You tend to get small gases, things like ethane, out of oil refinery. You cook up crude oil very hot, you get some useful gases, you can then react them together and they stick together, so you get lots of little units stick together and form long chains, which are called polymers, which is what most, pretty much all plastics are made of. Now, there has been a lot of research recently into other ways of making plastics, both if in case we do run out of oil, so there's other ways of doing it, so using biological feedstocks mostly, and also so you can make plastics which are more biodegradable, because we're making these plastics from oil in a way very alien to organic processes. Organic things can't break them down very well. So there have been various things, including genetic engineering bacteria to produce precursors to making plastics, or even making the whole plastics themselves, and you kind of mash up the bacteria and extract the plastic and you can get a beautiful plastic out. Various of these, either you can try and make a plastic like a present one, you probably couldn't make something like polythene, but there are many other plastics with similar properties which you could use.
And they are doing basically the same job, if not slightly better, because they aren't going to persist in the environment and, you know, cause huge pollution like normal plastics do. So it's the same kind of stuff, really.
Yeah, I think quite a lot of, I think more and more of them are being used. I think even some, they're even going into mobile phones these days. So yeah, I'll give it a few years. Hopefully, as long as oil doesn't run out tomorrow, we should be able to get around it.